In the day's other headlines, the founder of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, pleaded not guilty to cheating investors and looting deposits. Bankman-Fried arrived at federal court in New York for his arraignment after being extradited from the Bahamas. He remains free on bond pending trial next October. Political fallout spread today from a Ukrainian missile strike on Saturday that killed scores of Russian troops. In Moscow, Russian nationalists blamed commanders for housing soldiers next to an ammunition dump. Meanwhile, crews sifted through the wreckage of the attack in Makiivka, a town in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainians who've lost power in Russian attacks are getting relief from the cold as a New Year's heat wave engulfs Europe. But the winter warm-up is also stoking worries about climate change, with temperatures topping 65 degrees from Switzerland to Poland. Sejal Karia of Independent Television News has our report.
Winter appears to be disappearing on the lower slopes of the Swiss Alps, hillsides blanketed in the green of grass rather than the white of snow. And when the white stuff stops falling, it's time to make your own. These skiers speeding down on snow made by machines, which are topping up all the slopes and keeping the season going. But in parts of France, the snow being a no-show meant some resorts being forced to close. As remarkable warm January weather is breaking records across Europe, from Berlin to here in Bucharest, where people were plunging into outdoor pools rather than the usual trudging through feet of snow. One of the most striking temperatures for January was here in Warsaw, 5 degrees higher than the previous record.
The record goes up by 5 degrees. That's an awful lot. And it's climate change that's making these occurrences happen more often.
For France, a year marked by heat waves ended with spring-like temperatures in midwinter, and scientists warn this warming is likely to become more common.
At the Vatican today, another 70,000 mourners paid respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban was among the steady stream of people filing through St. Peter's Basilica. This was the second of 3 days of Benedict's lying in state. He passed away Saturday at the age of 95. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé has been laid to rest in his hometown of Santos. A funeral mass was celebrated today at the stadium where he played for most of his career. A procession then carried his casket through the city's streets to a cemetery for the private burial. Pelé was 82 when he died of colon cancer last week. China is warning it will retaliate against nations that require negative COVID-19 test results for travelers from China. The U.S., India, and several European governments are among those imposing test requirements. But in Beijing today, the foreign ministry rejected the new restrictions.
The entry restrictions adopted by some countries targeting China lack scientific basis, and some excessive practices are even more unacceptable. We are firmly opposed to attempts to manipulate the COVID-19 measures for political purposes and will take countermeasures based on the principle of reciprocity.
COVID infections in China have been spreading rapidly, with new video showing hospitals in Shanghai overwhelmed by patients needing care. The country's strict anti-COVID measures abruptly ended in December. Back in this country, the number of young children accidentally eating marijuana-laced treats has risen sharply as pot becomes legal in more places. A study in the journal Pediatrics finds more than 7,000 confirmed cases between 2017 and 2021. On an annual basis, cases rose from 200 to more than 3,000 a year. They involve children under six eating candies, cookies, and chocolates containing marijuana. And on Wall Street, the new year began as the old year had ended, with stocks losing more ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up 11 points to close at 33,136. The Nasdaq fell 79 points. The S&P 500 slipped 15. Still to come on the NewsHour, examining football's health risks after a Buffalo Bills player suffers cardiac arrest on the field. Israel's new far-right national security minister sparks controversy with a visit to a holy site in Jerusalem. And mismanagement complicates Pakistan's long recovery from deadly floods.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.